Blog Talk Radio.
Our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our inspiration will be provided by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled, Be Ye Reconciled, and comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. We kindly ask that you please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you. Thank you so kindly for tuning in to this telecast on today. Certainly the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Certainly a delight to be a part of this great telecast. I want to thank Sister Danielle for being such a warm host and the Central Congregation of the Church of the Christ for being sponsors of this great ministry, and all the other preachers for the past 12 or 13 years. I know I've been involved. Those who've been also involved, I want to thank you for being tenacious and steadfast in supporting this great cause for these many years, and certainly grateful for that. Today I want to kind of get us started a little bit on this year. You know, about every time, this time of year, we have preachers who are considering the situation at hand and how that we all enjoy nice, fresh things and having a fresh start in life at the offset of a new year. It's a good time, appropriate time to try to restart our lives, revive, reconstruct, revitalize, just renew. And no doubt through the years, some of us have more of a guilty conscience than others concerning our relationship with God. Some realize and confess and acknowledge that we have been the best we could have been, but going forward, we're going to try to be better than we were in the past. Some just outright feel that they have left and lost a relationship with God. That very well may be the case. And so many people are making these resolutions or these affirmations that we're going to come back to God, come back to church, get involved in ministry, do more evangelism, just be more forgiving, be more kind, be more considerate, give more, do more for the church and the neighbor. All those great things. Now, we want to wrap it up in one phrase or one term or one word, and that is reconciliation. Reconciliation. You know, here in this particular passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we'll see this phrase occur at least 4 to 5 times, reconcile, reconciliation, reconciling. And what it basically means is, what it means is to be brought back or to be reconnected, reunited, to God. You know, the term suggests that we must be reconciled to God because we left God. God never left us. And so God don't have to be reconciled unto anything, but we must be reconciled unto God. And Paul is writing to a group of Christians who come out of a worldly background, and now they're in Christ. But they're struggling in their faith, they're struggling in their life that they want to live for God. And they kept, we call backsliding, falling away, regressing, going back to the world. And they did this on a repetitive basis. Paul was trying to let them know that you should have been converting the world or converting Corinth to Christ. But Corinth was converting you to the world. And it still takes place sometimes. You know, when we look at a lot of the passages in the Bible, in the Old Testament, where we found a case, you take Abraham and you take Abimelech. And I love this particular situation where pretty much Abraham was caught in a lie and a very deceitful plot by King Abimelech. And no doubt this is embarrassing because here it is, a man of God getting caught in a lie by a heathen or one who doesn't identify as being a child of God. And it's a very embarrassing thing when you have to go before a court of law and the judge tells you, the creature, the preacher or the Christian man, that you better treat your family better, take care of your family, pay your child support. You're divorcing your wife for no just cause. And you're rebuked by someone who doesn't even recognize Jesus. That's a real bad feeling. I've known many who had that experience, to be rebuked by a sinner. And we know sometimes those of us who have jobs and we have supervisors who have to rebuke us for our gross neglect, negligence. We can't seem to get to work on time, some of us, and we have to be rebuked by a person that doesn't know God. Or we are found using very obscene language, and we're reminded that, hey, I thought you was a Christian. So these things that are considered as falling away or falling out of the fellowship with God. And when all these things occur, conscious Christians will realize that, oh, man, I got to do better. I got to get better. Got to be better. I got to get back to God. I got to get back to reading my Bible. I got to get back to praying. I got to get back to more meditation and just trying to be what I know I ought to be. That, you know, sometime during this previous year, and now I want to get back right with God. Well, that's called reconciling reconciliation. When we look at verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself. How? By Jesus Christ. And has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their sins or trespassing to them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, and though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. And so this word reconciliation is used in a very great and magnificent way for us to understand that God wants us to be reconciled, come back to him. One of the most famous passages in the Bible, in Luke 15, the story surrounding the prodigal son. Yes, he left God, he abandoned God. He went away into the far country and wasted all his living. And he came to himself and said, this is what I'll do. I'll return to my father and say, Father, I sinned against thee and against heaven. I'm not worthy to be thy child. He reconciled. He came back to his father's house. And when we get off-centered and get out too far from the peaceful shore, the best thing for us to do is remember we have a great father. We have a great church. We have a great family, a good husband, a good wife. Just reconcile. Come back. Restore that relationship that you ruptured. And so when we look at what Paul says, is that God was reconciling the world to himself. In other words, God was bringing the world back to himself through Christ. And writing as an apostle, Paul is saying that we have, as apostles and preachers, have been given the ministry of reconciliation. In other words, we can not only be reconciled ourselves, but we can be in on the reconciliation. We can assist others in being brought back to God. Through our word, through our teaching, through our life, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not including the trespass unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So a preacher, an elder, a deacon, a good sister, a brother in Christ, we have the opportunity to be in on the subject of reconciling, bringing others back to God. And in doing that, many of us are reconciling ourselves. For instance, in Psalms 51, and David was one who no doubt was a man after God's own heart. David really lost his way, but he didn't forget how to get back to God. He's considered one of the most humblest leaders who failed that we know of. And so in that statement he made in Psalm 51, and sometimes we really can't get back to doing what God would have us to do until we have reconciled ourselves, have gotten back into God's good graces ourselves. Not much you and I can do if we're living like the world is living. We have to just sit back and watch folks just drift off into lost land until we get back right with God ourselves. Notice what David says in Psalm 51, in 10 to about 13, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thine Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Notice verse 13. Then, and all of those, create in me a new heart, cast me not away, restore unto me, all of these things that you and I would need from time to time, when we have drifted away from God. And because these things must take place, as David says, then will I teach transgressors thy way, as sinners shall be converted unto thee. We can't do much reconciling. We can't do much converting of sinners if we need reconciling and converted ourselves. So going back to what Paul says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and following, be ye reconciled unto God. I want to encourage everyone on this call today, through your humility and your love for the Lord, if you know you have not truly repented of your sins of last year, you're going to have a troublesome time being a servant for God in this year until you repent and reconcile, give your heart back, fall in love with God again. Change your old habits you have developed, break those habits, no matter what they may be, and reconcile yourself to God so you can be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. I want to encourage everyone on this call this morning, be you reconciled to God as we ask for these prayers in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for all that you are, all that you shall ever be, and all that you have always been. We pray that you reconcile our hearts through our understanding of what you recall, you require of us to repent and recognize that our shortfalls have gotten the best of us. We pray that you tender our hearts, soften our conscience, lead us back into your ever-living way, guide us into all truth and all knowledge. Allow our will to be subdued to your will. Let us submit ourselves to your way because we know you are the only one and true way. Allow us as ministers, as teachers, as preachers, wives, elders, wives, deacons, in any form of relationship we have or function in the church, we want to be about your business, but we know we got to be right ourselves first. So allow us to be reconciled unto you. We pray for those who are going through difficult times and haven't got a good start in these first 5 days, but we pray that today be their day to jumpstart their lives and be reconciled back into God. We pray for safety through these hazardous times and places where the storms are hitting each city, and Buffalo and California is undergoing a terrible time right now. We pray for all our mid-Atlantic states and everywhere where troubled times are. We pray that you give us the strength to overcome the overwhelming odds that are against us. God is going to keep us throughout this day. This would be our prayer in your son Christ's name. Amen.